Today, we're talking with 16-year-old Farragut High student and Knoxville Symphony Youth Orchestra member Daniel Chu. He was recently selected to participate in the 2017 National Youth Orchestra, a very prestigious selection indeed. He'll be performing with the Knoxville Symphony Youth Orchestra on Monday, May the 1st at 7 p.m. at the Tennessee Theater, and this is a free concert. Daniel, thanks for coming in. Congratulations for being named into the 2017 National Youth Orchestra.
Thank you.
Now, is this something, and I know this is not an easy thing to get into, what is the application process like for this?
So basically the application was we got to play a short segment of a solo piece and some excerpts that the Carnegie Hall and National Youth Orchestra released, including some Mozart excerpts, Mendelssohn, and also the Mahler One. And for my solo piece, I played about a few minutes of the Ravel Zigan for my solo piece.
And that's not an easy piece.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. It took a while to learn, but it's a really cool piece, and I enjoy playing it.
There are 116 students selected for this. Where are these other students from?
All of the musicians are selected from across the United States, so they come from every state. From Tennessee, I think there's two, me included, and another girl from Nashville. And in some other bigger states, there may be four or five from, like, California, for instance.
Now, it's not just being selected that's nice. You actually get to go do something. Can you explain what you're going to be doing this summer?
The National Youth Orchestra for 2017. So we're going to be spending 5 weeks over the summer. Two of those weeks, we'll be doing residency at Purchase College in New York. We'll also be playing at some really nice recital halls there, and we'll also do a performance at Carnegie Hall. And then we'll be doing a 3-week tour in Mexico, Colombia, and Ecuador.
Are you nervous about this, or are you excited? What are your emotions about this incredible honor?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I'm feeling nervous and definitely really excited to meet a lot of different amazing musicians to play with. Mostly I'm excited to play with the National Youth Orchestra.
When did you first pick up a violin?
This story is actually kind of interesting. So I first started playing violin at 5 years old. I actually followed a family friend to one of his violin lessons, and I thought it was just the coolest thing ever, and the sound was just so beautiful. And then I just tried on the violin and then ended up putting it on the wrong shoulder at the first time. So yeah, it was an interesting experience. So I've been loving playing violin ever since.
Was there something at that age about the violin in particular that just really grabbed you and that kept you motivated to keep playing?
I think when I first heard the violin, it was such a unique sound that I haven't really heard of before in my life, even though I was just 5 years old. But my mom is an amazing piano player, so I've heard piano a lot in my childhood. And I did play a lot of piano as well from the age of 7 after I started playing violin. But I think it's kind of the resonance, the very great vocal ranges sort of that can be embodied through the violin. It can be very melodic and very beautiful, like an opera singer, or it can be very tough, like any Tchaikovsky piece, I guess. Yeah.
It's also not an easy instrument to master or even to get a handle on for a lot of people. How often do you practice, and for how long when you do practice?
I would like to say I could practice as much as I wanted, but throughout the week, it's kind of hard to practice a lot because of school and a lot of different extracurricular activities. But when I do get to practicing around the violin, I usually practice for about maybe 2 to 3 hours, but usually some breaks in between as well. So
you're a junior at Farragut High School.
Yes.
16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to play Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
Have you played Carnegie Hall before?
I actually have. So I actually applied for another little competition called the American Prodigy. And I was selected as one of the prize winners, and I was invited to play at Carnegie Hall in the recital hall.
What was that experience like? What were the acoustics like? What was the vibe of the room?
It was very nerve-wracking, right? Going to New York for actually the first time to go to Carnegie Hall. And I think going into recital hall and playing, I would like to say it was really amazing. And it was, but I think I was too nervous to remember a lot of the feelings I was having at the time.
So when you go back, so you've already, now that you've conquered it, the jitters, you've successfully played it, and you can maybe just have some fun with it this time.
Yeah, I hope so.
So I'm assuming that, like most high school students, you probably listen to lots of different styles of music yourself. Mm-hmm. What about your friends? Do you ever have friends that show an interest in the kind of music you're playing? Or,
yeah, I think a lot of my friends do enjoy classical music. I do have a lot of friends at Farragut that also play in the Knoxville Symphony Youth Orchestra as well. But a lot of my other friends who aren't really inclined towards that type of music, I don't think they dislike it, but probably not their most favorite. But I think they still enjoy it, and a lot of my friends do come and support us and come watch the concert, so that's really great too.
You've got a concert coming up with the Knoxville Symphony Youth Orchestra. That's Monday, May the 1st at 7 p.m. at the Tennessee Theater. By the way, this is free, and there will be 6 youth orchestras performing there. What do you have planned for this particular performance?
So this performance is a special one, so being that it's the last concert for the 2016-2017 season, we also say a farewell to our seniors that are graduating. And so for this particular concert, we're going to be playing the West Side Story Overture and the Grieg Holy Gungs March. And so those are two incredible pieces. And also the Chesnokov Salvation is Created hymn.
Now, you played the Tennessee Theater before.
Yeah, so the Tennessee Theater, I love playing every time, even though I've been playing with the KSYO for many years now. Even before the start of every concert, I always get nervous, even though I feel like I've been on the stage so many times. But yeah, it's an incredible experience that I'm really honored to have.
This is Todd Steed for WUOT. We've been talking with Daniel Chu, who was recently selected to participate in the 2017 National Youth Orchestra.